As they went deeper and deeper into the cave, it grew darker and darker. Finally, Jack saw a faint light coming from a wide arched passage. "That way," he said. They stepped through the arch into a round chamber with a high ceiling. There were several large cracks in the ceiling that let in beams of sunlight. The misty light shined on mossy green ledges and on a green spongy-looking floor. Silver droplets dripped from above, kerplopping into tiny pools. Squeaks and chirps came from crannies and hiding places in the walls.
"What's that noise?" asked Annie.
"Probably just teeny cave crickets or baby bats," said Jack.
"No, that noise," said Annie. "The whispering noise."
Jack listened. Then he heard it, a low whispering. He couldn't make out the words. It just sounded like, "Whisper, whisper, whisper, whisper." The hair stood up on the back of his neck. Now he began to feel scared.
"This place is really creepy," said Annie.
"No kidding," said Jack. "But we don't have to stay here long. The rhyme says we just have to pass through the cave, so let's hurry and pass through it." Jack and Annie walked through the ghostly green light of the chamber. The spongy floor squished beneath their bare feet. As they searched for an exit from the cave, they both kept an eye out for the Spider Queen.
"Hey, look at the starfish," said Annie.
She pointed to a bright orange starfish clinging to the rocky ceiling.
"How'd he get up there?"
Before Jack could answer, a wave crashed into the chamber. Water splashed over Jack and Annie.
"Yikes," said Annie.
She and Jack jumped onto a mossy ledge jutting out from the wall. The wave washed back out. There was a moment of quiet. Then another wave surged into the chamber. It splashed against the cave walls, soaking Jack and Annie again.
"Oh, man," said Jack. "The tide must be coming in. Soon this whole cave will be flooded."
The wave receded. For a moment, all was quiet again.
"We better leave now," said Jack. "Quick, go back the way we came in."
Jack and Annie jumped down from the ledge. But before they could escape, another wave crashed into the cave. This one swept them off their feet and pulled them down into the foamy water. Jack grabbed Annie's hand. Fighting the swirling current, they climbed back up onto the mossy ledge. The water churned and gurgled around the chamber.
"We can't go back the way we came in," said Jack. "The waves will just keep knocking us down and we'll get caught in the current."
"Maybe we can get out through that crack," cried Annie.
She pointed to the widest crack in the cave ceiling. It was high above the swirling water.
"It's too high," said Jack. "We can't get up there."
He looked frantically around the flooded cave, searching for another way out. Suddenly, he froze in horror. Clinging to a ledge near the ceiling crack was the Spider Queen. She had 8 red glowing eyes. She had 8 long hairy legs. And she was much bigger than a dinner plate. The Spider Queen was bigger than Jack.